More than 8,000 entries on people, place names, and things unique to the Badger State are in the Online Dictionary of Wisconsin History. It also includes biographical sketches of state legislators from the last half century. Michael Edmonds is deputy director of the Library Archives Division. He says the site even lets visitors instantly map sites in Wisconsin.
We put into it the names of several thousand Wisconsin-populated places, and with a single click, you can see that on a topographical map or a road map or a satellite image. So that lets you pinpoint exactly where events may have happened.
Edmonds says the online dictionary shares the origins of such places' namesakes, which can yield some odd yarns.
Cuba City, over in Grant County, was Cuba, and before that was Yuba, with a Y, and the explanation given is that it came from the phrase, you be damned, because the two people who were plotting it out couldn't agree on how it should be laid out. And then later in the 19th century, they made it a little more polite by calling it Cuba, which evolved into Cuba City.
The organizers for the Online Dictionary of Wisconsin History are taking submissions from history and trivia buffs to include in future updates. More information can be found at www.wisconsinhistory.org/dictionary. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.